Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to your new show, In the Light of the Quran. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him. We seek His aid and we ask for His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils of ourselves and the evils of our actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can lead him astray. And whomsoever goes astray, then none will guide him other than Allah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send peace and blessings upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is your new show, In the Light of the Quran. As the title suggests, we will try to see our lives, we'll try to see everything in this world in a new light, which is the light of the Quran. Now this wonderful book, that is the most precious gift Allah has ever given to mankind. It is the spoken word of Allah. It is the literal word of Allah. Allah spoke it Himself and He sent it to mankind to take them out from the darkness, to bring them into the light. This is the wisdom behind the Quran, this wonderful book that is the best book ever known in history. No book will ever match its glory, its beauty, its majesty, and the wisdom that we find in it. So in this series, inshallah, we will try to delve into these wisdoms that we find in the Qur'an, this beauty that we find in the words of our Creator, the wisdom that Allah gave us as a gift to show us the right direction. Because mankind, if they are left alone, they will take the way of their desires, of their carnal desires, of their whims, of their desires. They will take the way that their intellect suggests. And we know that our intellect as human beings is deficient. As our sight is deficient, as our hearing is deficient, as our senses all are deficient, likewise our intellect is deficient. We cannot see around corners. This is why Allah, from His mercy, gave us this, the wisdom of the Qur'an, so we can study it, learn it, and try to digest it and benefit from it, so that we can see everything as it really is, without distortion, and without being blurred by the different attractions or distractions that we have in our souls as human beings. So inshallah, we will try to take every day a number of verses, see what are the wisdoms there, and we will try to understand them as Allah wanted us to understand them. We will see what Prophet Muhammad said about these verses, how he wanted us to understand them. And then we will see how we can benefit from these verses and try to internalize their meaning, personalize their meaning, identify with the wonderful meaning of these wonderful verses. And through that, inshallah, we can change our lives. Through understanding these wisdoms, so every day, inshallah, we'll take one important wisdom, and maybe there will be some, you know, details, some of the details that are necessary to talk about that are related to this wisdom. But we, every day, we will take one important wisdom. We'll try to see the issue that we will talk about in the light of the Qur'an, in a new light, which is the real light, the light of the divine words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with these words, inshaAllah, we can change our lives. What we will do after, inshaAllah, after this show, and this actually applies to myself and to all the viewers who watch us, we will try to take this wisdom and try to apply it in our lives. And through this, we can achieve the goal, the main goal behind sending the Qur'an. Because Allah sent the Qur'an to mankind to show them the way, so they can introduce the positive change, the necessary change that will bring them back on track throughout or through understanding this Qur'an. So we will try to apply this during this series, and we'll try to make it a real application of the Qur'an. So we will see how we can do that, and we will try to, you know, encourage ourselves, encourage our brothers and our sisters in order to understand this Qur'an and apply this in our lives, so we can bring light, divine light, the light of the Qur'an into our lives. So inshallah, this will be our main purpose and the main goal of the series. So I hope from today, inshallah, we will open our minds and have the right attitude to start benefiting from this wonderful book. And you will see, inshallah, that there is so much wisdom in the Qur'an. But unfortunately, the Muslims, I say the vast majority of them, have not really utilized the Qur'an as they should. When the Muslims did that in history, they changed the course of history. They changed the direction of events. And they did not stand on the margin looking at life from a distance. What they actually did, they wrote history themselves. They made it with their own hands. They made it with their own actions. Wonderful, beautiful actions that Allah has given us the ability and the potential to introduce and to make. All this should emanate from the wisdom of the Quran. Without this wonderful wisdom, without this wonderful source, we cannot do anything. We will remain human. We cannot go beyond the limitations of human beings. But when we take the wisdom of the Qur'an and we apply it in our lives and we live for that Qur'an, we live with it and we become just like the Prophet ﷺ was, we will stop being on the margin. We'll stop being right at the back of all nations. And then we will assume the position Allah gave us, the leadership of mankind. And with that, we can make history. We can create history. We can bring justice to the world. And we can bring the light to mankind, to humanity as a whole. And this should be our main goal as Muslims who live at this age where darkness has become rampant and has pervaded the whole world. So we will try to free ourselves with this beautiful wisdom, with the beautiful lessons of the Quran, and then help other people to free themselves from the grip of shaitan and the grip of their carnal desires. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us with that. Now we will see inshaAllah how Allah himself in the Quran spoke about his book, how he spoke about his words. So we will try to see the potential, the great treasures that we can find in the Quran. We can see them from the way Allah describes this book. In this book itself, in the verses of the Qur'an itself, one of the first verses at the beginning of the Qur'an that we can read, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and let me recite the verse, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ أَلِفْ لَامْ مِيمْ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ Allah says, this is the book. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ This is the book. لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ There is no doubt about it. You know, everything in our lives, and this is part of, you know, some of what they say as psychological kind of knowledge, or what they, in character development knowledge, all these disciplines, like the NLP and all that stuff, they always talk about the necessity to start to have doubt about anything so you can understand its reality. Now, to the worldly matters, relatively this is true. But when it comes to matters that we find in the Qur'an, this does not work. So everything human, there is always some kind of doubt about it. Every human effort, every human achievement, every human development, there is some kind of doubt about it. Whereas when it comes to the Qur'an, Allah says there is no doubt about it. There's no doubt. It is 100% sure. Because it is from Allah. It's not a human thing. So this is the first description Allah gave to the Qur'an. And any book in the world that you read, you will find the author right at the beginning saying that there will be some deficiency. There will always be some new findings, some new developments. But with the Qur'an, there is no doubt about that. Now this is a strong challenge. A strong statement that no human being dares to say. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear for us that this is the Qur'an, there is no doubt about it, to tell and to remind human beings that this Qur'an is from a divine source, is from Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, and it's totally different from any other book. Whatever benefit you expect in any book, in the Qur'an you will find a greater benefit. You will find a better wisdom, a deeper insight. Now this is the first description Allah gives to the Qur'an. The second description Allah says about the Qur'an in Surah Al-Ma'idah. He says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُّبِينٌ يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ Now Allah says that قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. There has come to you from your Lord, from your Creator, a book, a wonderful book, and or a light from Allah. Now the Quran is described as light, nur, unlike any other book, unlike any other any human effort. The Quran contains light because it tells us the reality about things. It opens and widens our insight, deepens our understanding of all matters. And Allah describes it as kitabun mubin, a very clear book that clarifies all what you need as human beings. Then he says, يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُولَ السَّلَامِ. Anyone who follows its guidance, Allah guides through this book, Allah guides him through this book to the straight path, or the ways of peace. So anyone who's looking for peace, peace with himself, peace with the people and human beings around him, peace with this universe, peace with our own understanding about ourselves and about the world, you can only find that with the Qur'an. Because any human effort, any human attempt to explain the reality of this life, the reality of our existence, will be deficient. But the Qur'an gives us the gist of it. The Qur'an gives us the truth about which there is no doubt. So we become at peace with ourselves, with the people around us, with the world around us, and most importantly, with our Creator. يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُولَ السَّلَامِ. The ones who follow the guidance of the Qur'an, Allah will guide them to the ways of peace and security. So this peace will lead us at the end to the real peace, the real security on the Day of Judgment, which is Paradise. The mercy of Allah, the real manifestation of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, those who follow its guidance, Allah will take them from the darkness into the light, will guide them to the light. So if you really want to get to see the reality of things, you want to understand the reality of everything, most people are in darkness about this. They don't really understand the reality of this life, but you can only find it in the Qur'an. The real light that is from Allah. Then I would conclude with this wonderful verse where Allah says, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمْ. This Qur'an leads to the straight path, the most straight of ways. So if we are really looking for the straight path, we will find it in the Qur'an. Throughout the series, inshallah, we will try to take the light from the Qur'an, take the wisdom, take the certainty about which there is no doubt, and take peace and real security and safety from this wonderful book, and we will take the most straight path. So be with us throughout the series, inshallah, to improve ourselves and bring the light of the Qur'an into our lives and live a new life, the life Allah wanted to give to us. Now, until we meet next time, I leave you in peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.